All right, well, day one of my fast went well. I'm doing 14 days and no food, just had water, tea, and coffee, unsweetened. So I had a lot of energy. I caught some waves for about 90 minutes out here. I'm in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I just paddled out my bodyboard. And it wasn't very good for bodyboarding, but I'm gonna stick to the fast for this video. Just explain what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, because I could ramble on about a million different things if I wanted to. But I'll save that for another video. I'm listening to a little Led Zeppelin here as I do this. Well, let's see. I want to do it for 14 days for a couple reasons. It's kind of an interesting number to me. In 14 days, it will have been my 14th wedding anniversary. Of course, it ended. So I find that I'm fascinated with that. And also, it's been 40 days since I did a maintenance program with my counting all the calories that I eat and making sure I have a calorie deficit. I did a pretty good job with that maintenance program. Not fantastic, but I stayed the same, I think. Maybe, but you know, since I've been in Hawaii for about 4.5 months, I think I have gained a few pounds. And I wear size medium and my clothes are a little tight. So in these 14 days, I expect to lose about 10 pounds. Because I burn about 2,300 calories on a regular day and I get a lot of exercise. Like today, I rode an exercise bike at the gym for 2 hours, caught waves for 90 minutes, and I rode my beach cruiser about maybe 10 miles or so. So I probably burned close to 3,000 calories. It's 3,500 calories in a pound, so that's how I do my math. I've been eating only organic food, so that's been healthy for me. And I'm going to continue that when I'm done with this fast. I'm not going to have any food, but I might end up having some organic honey at some point. Honey's kind of fascinating to me. I consider it medicine, personally. PETA gave me a hard time when I was talking to them. Basically, they think that bees shouldn't be working so hard for humans. I guess I can respect that, but I think it's more of a medicine than a food. So I can sleep at night just fine eating organic honey. So I have a lot of reasons for this fast. I want to purge. I want to lose some fat. And I want to be faster in the water when I catch waves. I want to start a serious wave catching routine here pretty soon and go in the water about every single day. Also, I just don't want to be sloppy. And I know I'm inspired by some people. And I think I'd rather be inspiring than sloppy. And also just having better health would be nice. Just flow and walk.
I work out crazy.
Without, you know, that being heavy. It's hard, but I'd rather be inspirational than be depressing to people. I think people assume that people are just gonna gain weight slowly or quickly as they age, and I want to defy that. I want to turn that on its head because I can. I think we've been given an amazing discipline called fasting, and I've done a lot of it and maintained body weight because of it. I don't think there's any bad side effects from any of the fasting that I've done, and I think that there's a whole lot of healing that is involved with fasting. I intend on writing a book on it at one point. So I know that there's some obesity in my family. My mother just got a knee replacement. And I just, you know, I know a lot of people suffer from being overweight. Puts a lot of strain on your ankles, your knees, and it's just unhealthy. You can get diabetes. It's not good for your organs just to be sitting in fat. A lot of people have associated disease with being overweight. You know, also inflammation too. You know, fat makes inflammation worse. So I took yoga last night, and it was a good way to kick off this fast. Yeah, I'll probably take yoga again tomorrow night. You know, I've just got a real concern too about people and the way that they've been getting away. Not just in my family, but in my country. Over half the people are overweight or obese. It really bothers me when I see children that way. People just aren't given good food to eat, and they aren't getting good eating habits and exercise habits modeled to them. You know, I just think food is a fuel source. You know, people use food for a million things: to celebrate, they eat when they're depressed, eat when they're happy. You name it. People don't even have to have a reason to eat. And today wasn't that difficult. It wasn't that hard just to turn it off. I wasn't tempted to eat. I didn't really get hungry at all. I had a lot of fluids, a lot of water, had some green tea, some red tea, and some coffee. So, just want to encourage you, you know, I'm not really taking any before or after pictures, I'm not even really weighing myself. I don't think there's critical when it comes to getting lean. I think what's critical is you counting your calories. If you're on a diet, or you're just stopping eating. And it's not a big mystery. The way you lose weight, you eat less, or you eat nothing. You know, I think as Americans, we have a lot of misconceptions about food and diet. Americans think that they have to eat meat. Americans think that they have to eat too much. And we need to knock it off, or else we're going to cause a lot of problems. You know, it's really not sustainable for 7.2 billion people to be eating meat. And we're making animals to feed our animals. It's really absurd. It's absolutely absurd. You know, you need all the amino acid proteins. If you can get those without eating chicken or beef, then that is even better. Because it costs a lot of water, a lot of energy, a lot of time to raise meat. I don't care what people want to say about me. I see idiots every single day making bad decisions, and I'm not going to be one of them. Did that way too long. If I have to be cool by making bad decisions, I'm happy to be uncool by your standards. So I wish you luck. And I'll probably make another one of these before too long. Hell, I might even do another one tomorrow night. Good luck. Take care.